Perek Yud, we're up to Pasuk Tezvav. Let me just see. We're up to Pasuk Tezvav. Yeah, that's what we're up to. We're up to the last Pasuk in Revi'i, in the fourth Aliyah, where this Aliyah describes the Sheik HaTumba, the Chazei HaTumfa, read the Pasuk. The Sheik over here is describing a general halacha that the Kohanim. Rablaze is here. Baruch Hashem, Rablaze is here. Are we the last pasuk in Revi'i? V'shoik ha'tumo v'chazei ha'tenufo al ishe ha'chalavim yo'aviyu l'honif tenufo l'fnei Hashem v'hoyo l'cho ul'vonecho l'itchoch l'cho k'olam k'asher tziva Hashem. Okay, these are very hard pesukim. This Ali is a very, very obscure. A lot of repetition. And it's telling over here is that when a person brings a carbon shlam, when a Yisrael brings a carbon shlamim, he has to give the Kohen a gift, a tip. I guess that's what it is. I assume it's like a tip. And that is, he gives him the chozeh and the shoik. The chozeh, I don't know what an animal looks like. I don't think most people know either what it looks like, but there's two parts of the animal that go, two portions. The chozeh is the chest. Okay, I don't know exactly what it means, where on the chest exactly. And the shoik means, it seems like the front right leg. Animal is like a person. There are legs and there are feet, and there are their hands. The two that are closer to the head are the hands, and the two that are closer to the other end are the feet. The shoik is the foot. Which foot? The right. Why the right? Why not the left? Why not have a choice? Give the right or the left? I don't know. There must be something unique in the anatomy of an animal. It's not so clear what is this all about. In the anatomy of an animal, you have to give the coin to Bedavka, the right leg. If I wouldn't know otherwise, I would say, what difference does it make? Give the coin the right leg, give him a leg. The right, you choose whatever you want to give. It's the same. What difference is there between the right leg and the left? There's more meat on one leg than the other leg. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason why the Torah demands when a person brings a carbon shlam, you have to give the kohen the right leg and the chest. And the pasuk really says, repeats this again and again and again and again. And it tells you that this chalukah only goes to the sons of Aaron, does not go to the daughters. However, once a kohen gets the leg, he can go give it to his daughter, to his wife, to all the women folk. They can get it. And where do they eat the chozeh and the shoik of a carbon shlamim? They eat it anywhere inside Machane Yisrael. Now in the desert, Machane Yisrael was where the Jews lived. Okay, it was Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil. There were no walls in the desert. They encamped around the Mishkan. Inside the curtains was called Machane Shechinah. Then outside of the curtains of the Mishkan was where the Levim set up camp. That was called Machane Leviyah. And further, where all of the Jews lived, the 12 Shvatim lived, 11 Shvatim, that was Machane Yisrael. How does that translate into the Beis HaMikdash? In the Beis HaMikdash itself, that's called Machane Shechinah. The Har HaBayis. There you go to the Kosel HaMaravi. The Kosel HaMaravi is the wall of the Har HaBayis. When you enter inside the Har HaBayis, that's Machane Leviyah. And anywhere inside the old city, the walls of Yerushalayim, that's called Machane Yisrael. So where do the Kohanim eat the chozeh v'shoik of a karbon shlamim? Inside of Machane Yisrael, inside the walls of Yerushalayim, inside Yerushalayim. Okay, that's what we learned so far. Now over here, the pasuk over here is following up. It's just summarizing a lot of the things that we learned until now. And it's saying over the shoik hatumah, the shoik, that is hatumah, that is removed. The chazei hatenufa, and the chozeh, the chest, that is uplifted. Notice it says the word shoik with the word teruma, and the word chazeh with the word tenufa. Al ishe hachalavim. Al. Now what does that mean? Al, with the fire offerings of fat. Yavil you shall bring, lehonif, to wave, tenufa, a waving, lefnei Hashem. So it sounds like that before the fats, which are going to be put on the mizbech, which includes, when we had this many times, the chelev, hamachases, akerev, v'yasachelev, ala asher ala kerev, the kloyos, and the yoser sakoved, all of that stuff, that's all waved by the kohen together with the chozeh and the shoik. the Kohen and the owners wave it together. They wave it in four, in six directions, up, down, and all four directions. And after they do the waving, the Kohanim, the Kohen, together with the owner of the animal, the Kohen takes for himself the Chozeh and the Shoik, and the fats, with all of those parts that we spent some time learning about, that is all brought to the top of the Mizbeach and is put on the fire. The Hoyo L'Choyol shall be for you, Ulevonecho, Itzecho, your children with you, L'Chok Oilam. So we learned yesterday that the word L'Chok in this context means like there's a lam, there's a missing lamet. As Chelkecho Oilam, as a portion forever, Kasher Tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded. All right, let's see what it says in the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Tezvav. It says, Shoyk HaTumo, V'chazei HaTunufo, L'shoyin HaShahuna V'HaShahuram. Okay, this means, the word Tunufo, Rashi says, HaShahuna V'HaShahuram. There are two words here. The word Tunufo, he says, is Moylich Umevi. Tunufo means in the four directions. You go horizontally. Tunuma malu married up and down. Okay, so tunuma is moiluchu mevi. Now moiluchu mevi, is that four directions or is that two directions? I don't know. Moiluchu mevi, you go forward and you go backwards. It sounds maybe like only going in two directions. You're not going in four directions. It's not like a lulav and an esrog. In a lulav and an esrog, you shake it in six directions, and you shake it all four directions, and then you shake it up and down. Here it says only a tunufa is moiluchu mevi. And Malum, you go Moluch Mevi, and Truma is Malum Moirid. Okay, I'm not so sure that you go in four directions. When it comes to the Lulav and the Esrog, the reason why you go in all directions is because of you want the winds. There are four winds, four different directions, and you want to make sure that the winds only bring blessing, do not bring any chorbe. It's a din in the wind. The wind. Here, when you're waving the carbon, it's not a din in the wind. You're not coming to go and be symbolic that we're asking Hashem that the wind should not blow down my house. The wind should not blow me away. I just saw there's a video over here. I just glanced at a student somewhere who was blown away by the wind. A violent wind somewhere came in, blew him away. I don't know what happened to him. That's what you do on Sukkos. On Sukkos, you are doing something symbolic as a bakasha to Hashem that the winds that blow in the world should be gentle, not violent, and bring with them blessing. So you have to go in all four directions because there's wind that comes from all four sides. Here, it's not a matter of wind. It's a matter of I don't know what it's a matter of. It's a matter of an expression of recognizing Hashem. You go up and down also. Wow. Rashi in his humility. Look what Rashi writes. Rashi asks the question, why do we use the word tenufa by? Do we use the word tenufa by? What was it? Two things. The word tenuma is by shoik, and the word tenufa is by the chazeh. The truth is, you got to do everything. All the two are put together, and you go up and down, forward and backwards. So why then did the pasuk break it up and put the word tenuma by the word shoik, which means up and down, and the word tenufa by the word chazeh, which means you go sideways? So Rashi says, Lo yodanu, we do not know. Shashneim b'harama v'hanof. Now notice, Rashi over here says it b'loshon rabim, plural. Why did he say plural? Why did Rashi say lo yodati? Lo yodati, I do not know. Maybe there's someone else out there in the veld who knows. Why did Rashi say lo yodanu in the plural that we do not know? I don't know. I don't know why Rashi says we do not know. Okay, there must be a reason. There must be something very deep. Maybe if you zoich at 3 o'clock in the morning tonight, East 27th Street between I and the Dead End, we'll learn Sisrei Torah, and we will walk away knowing. Make sure you go to the mikveh before you come.
It's very precious.
Oh, you see, he already knows. Not even 3 o'clock. It's not even 8 o'clock.
It's
he knows, yeah.
It's very precious.
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, yeah.
Rashi didn't know, right?
Rashi says we did not know. We did not know.
Listen to me. Rashi didn't know. Do you know?
No. If the Rebbe doesn't know, how would I know?
No, it's
Maybe one of Rashi's colleagues, or maybe there was a whole world out there.
No, you! He knew you didn't know. So he counted you in.
That's not satisfying, I'm sorry. Lo yodanu shashnei marim
ha'nofa. But Rashi 400 years ago, knew that there were...
400 years ago? 400 years ago? What are you talking about? Rashi was 1,000 years ago. Rashi died in the year...
Okay.
Rashi was almost 1,000 years ago. Rashi died in the year 1065. In the year 2065, it will be 1,000 years since he died.
And number one, he knew you didn't know. Number two, he counted you included. He included you as the week.
Wait a minute. When was Rashi born? Rashi was born approximately mamish 1,000 years ago. Rashi died in the year 1106, I think. In the year 1106. So how old does that make Rashi? It's 900 years. 900 years. Wait, 1106, 10. 10, when was he working? I don't know how to do math. I don't know how to add 1 and 1 after the SLA. Go take a calculator and make it cheshbonis. Or whatever it is. Vaita. Al yishach halavim, mikan shach halavim, lamata b'shasim. Now here's a very important Rashi. On the fire offerings of hachalavim, the juxtaposition of the word fire to the word fat indicates that the mikan shachalavim lamata, the fats are lamata on the bottom, b'shas tenufa lamata. The yishav mikrosh lo yachishu zezek kvar pirashi shloshan b'tzav esarin. Okay, so what are you saying over here? This I vaguely remember because we learned this last week. Prepare this, whatever it is. That this is just to know the concept, just to appreciate the concept, is that you pile them up one on top of the other. When you would pass it from one person to the next, the way you would pass it was you would flip it. So let's say for example, the first person to pile it up. So he would put, let's say for example, the fats on the bottom, and the chaylev and the meat on top. Then when he would pass it to the next kohen, he would basically flip it over. The next kohen would hold it, and I would go and I don't know how you do it, maybe I'll go, I don't know exactly how the technique, but it would be flipped. So when they did the waving, when they went to burn on the, I don't know exactly which state this is in, we have to go back and look. There are three psukim, which means there were three different people that held in their hands the fats with the chazev shaik. Three people. I think two were kohanim, and in the middle was the owner. Maybe I'm making a mistake, but it was definitely three people. And each time it was passed and transferred to another person, it was flipped. So this moment of time, when it was being waved, and it says the Ishei HaChalavim, the Chelev is on the bottom, and the meat is on top. So we're not going to do it. We can't do it now. We have to go. But this is one of three psukim of three different people. And at this point in time, the chaylev is on the bottom and the meat is on top. When it was flipped, when it was passed to another kohen or another person, then it was the other way. It was the meat on the bottom and the chaylev on top. Okay, so that's what it's over here. Mikan shahachalavim lamata bishas tenufa. When it was waved, the yishuv hamikrois. However, if you'll go and you look in the psukim, you will find that two other psukim indicate just the opposite, that it was the meat that was on the bottom and the chaylev was on top. The way to understand that, the contradiction, shelo yachishu zeze, so that the psukim should not be a contradiction one to another. Kvar perashti shloshtan b'tzav esan. You have to go back to Parashat Tzav Esaron, study the psukim there. And look what I wrote, Rashi, what I commented there, and I explain how there is no contradiction. And the basic answer is, it was passed to two other people, and when it was passed, it was flipped. Okay, so let's review. We learned over here some very nice Yisoidus. It's not for you, Mayor, Mr. Zblatter, and I believe I would never ever, my whole life probably ever really pay attention to what it says here. You know, I've Baruch Hashem, I've lain this many times. I have no idea what I lain. It's like mamish lip service. You read this, Shaykatuma, Bachazayatumfa, you make believe, you know what you're talking about. Ali Shach Alavim, Yavil, Lohanif, Tinufal of Nehashem, Hoyalucha, Ubit for you, Ulubonech, Itacha, Lachok Oilam, Kasher, Tziva Hashem. What? What in the world is this all about? So, one thing at least we learned over here is that there are two, or at least according to Rashi, and we discussed yesterday a little bit, we have to go back to the Unkelis in a second. There are two different words. There's a word called Tinufa and a word called Teruma. Teruma means up and down. Tanufa means going forward and going backwards. Not all directions. Forward and backwards. And even though it says the word Teruma by Shoik and the word Tanufa by the Chaze, Lavdavka, they were taken together and they were both waved up and down, forward, backwards. Okay, that's already one important principle. Next principle Rashi over here says, when Rashi says over here, why then the pasuk divide it? So we have over here, you can count on your hands the number of times that Rashi says in Chumash, lo yodati. So Rashi over here says, I don't know. Okay, if I was writing a perish, make-believe fantasy world, I would only write what I know. Whatever I don't know, I just don't know. It's automatic. Whatever you don't know, you don't have to go embarrass yourself. I don't know. I don't know anything. Whatever you know, whatever you want to be mechadish, you write down. And whatever you don't know, you leave out. And it's self-understood. You don't know. Or whatever. Why did Rashi have to say, I don't know? There's something very deep over here. Very, very deep. Why Rashi goes out of his way to indicate that he does not know. Just say nothing. Rashi doesn't comment on everything. I don't know. And not only does he say, I don't know Beloshon Yochid, he says, I don't know Beloshon Rab. Okay, that was chiddush number two. Number three, we learned over here, is that this Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Ishei HaChalovim. The forbidden fats are on the bottom. And the Chozev V'Shoik, the meat is on top. At this point of the waving, this is the way it is. It's precise, fats on the bottom, meat on top, even though you will find elsewhere a contradiction. That's because it was passed from one person to the next, and when it was passed, it was flipped. Okay? And that's it. That's all of the chidushim we learned over here. We learned over here in this Rash. Now, let's see over here what it says in the Targum. Targum says, Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Shoka de'afra shusa. So, we discussed this yesterday. And we learned, yes, the Rashi over here, the tag over here says the word Teruma. He translates the word Teruma with the word Afra Shusa. And then it says V'chazeh. V'chazeh is the Chadio, that is the chest. Da'ara Musa. Now, I told you yesterday we discussed this, is that if I would not know better, I would think it's the other way around. I would say the word Teruma should be the translation for the word truma should be the word aramusa, because the word aramusa is lashon of rum. Rum means to raise up, and according to Rashi says that the word truma means up and down. Now the afrashusa also does not appear to be what Rashi said. Rashi says the word tenufa means to wave forwards and backwards, and here the Targum says afrashusa means to separate. So, to me, it's intriguing, and it sounds like there's a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis. Rashi says that the Shoik was separated, and the Choze was lifted. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says the Choze, the Shoik was back and forth. I'm sorry, the Shoik went up and down, and the Choze went back and forth. It seems a very different translation from the Targum than what Rashi says. Then it says, Al Korbonei Tarbaya. Now he says over here, the Ishei means the fire offering. He translates it to mean the Korbon, Tarbaya, the fat. Yis Te Sun shall be brought. La Aramba. Now here is the word Lohanif means to wave. And again, he used the same word, it means to lift up. La Aramba, Aramba. There are two words here, lohanif tenufa. The word lohanif tenufa is repeated. See, it says this word in the pasuk three times. It says chazei hatenufa, and it says lohanif tenufa. This word appears in the pasuk three times. Kodam Hashem, V'hi lach shall be to you, v'liv noch, imach with you, l'kiyom olam. Oh, look at this. This is unbelievable. You see, yesterday, every time it said the word l'chok, chokcha, v'chok banecha, the Targum continuously, consistently translated the word chok as if it's the word chelek. There is a missing lamed, which means it is a portion. Look at this. This is an unbelievable insight. Who would even notice this? Unless you learn at night with a blazer and the gladders.
I heard it in his speech. He said it over once in the speech.
The Mukumel, mayor.
That's what it means. He says,
likyom olam, which means it is a law. A chok here means a law, not a chelek. There is an inconsistency in how we're using the word chok. As a chok, I guess because here the word chok is together with the word olam. When the word chok is, we always say this, Hebrew, there is no dictionary for the Hebrew language. Lashon HaKodesh, there is no dictionary. A word in Lashon HaKodesh is an abstraction. It is a very broad abstraction, and a word is defined based on its context. So when it says the word chokcha, v'chok bonecha, he may shei Hashem, based on its context, it means a portion. Here it says chok olam, so here it means it is a law. Okay, so there's a common denominator between the word portion and a law. Okay, there's certainly a common denominator, but the precise translation of a word in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not like any other language. It's all defined based on its context. Two psukim back to back, and sometimes you have even within one pasuk, you could have the same shirish, the same word, and it means different meaning. Over here, l'kiyom olam, kimod defakir Hashem. Okay, so we came away over here with a lot of chiddushim over here so far. It appears the machlekes Rashi Unkelis as what the word over here truma and tenufa mean, and we have another chiddush is that the word that l'chok means a law, even though in the previous pasuk it meant a chelek. Now let's take a look, peek at the commentator. He always has nice things, and indeed he has some few things over here on the side. Let me read you what he says over here. I'll just scan through it. Las unkelis ke shamila ishehi shem nirdof a carbon in kantzach l'sos amikra avoladas rashi tzach l'farsh alishach alavim shu kama chel v'hoyishem. Okay, he's saying over here, Kurbonei Tarbaya Yishayash Yifetz. What is Rashi? Rashi said, remember to comment over here? I don't recall this. Rashi, Mikan Shachalav al Yishayach Alavim, on Mikan Shachalav Lamata, Lamata. Yishayach, and over here, he says over here, the carbon of fats. Okay, I'm not sure, I don't know what he means, let's leave that. Yitesun to bring Yavohu al Yidei HaBolim. Your view, Lefishu Paul Sosum, okay, to bring. All right, no, okay, V'hei Omnam. He's now going into Loshen Yochel, Loshen Rabim. I right away skip. Okay, that's it. Right. Now we begin the fifth Aliyah. This is the most scary thing, and this is a very scary part of the parasha. This is a very scary section of the Torah. And by the way, according to Chazal, this is the center of the Torah. Doroish Torash is the center of the Torah in words. That is what Chazal said. Problem is, when we count the words, it's not the center. Okay, it's not. That's not even close. It's not even close. I used to know this. I don't remember all the numbers. Once upon a time, I used to know the numbers. How many, according to take a computer, the computer will count for you the number of words there are in the Torah, the number of psukim, the number of letters. Chazal tell us, what is the center, and when we make a calculation, it's not the center. Doroish Torash is not the center, and they are very good answers, but I don't remember anything. The A, Sirach HaTos, Doroish Torash, Moshe V'hine Soirov. Moshe wanted to know why was the meat of the carbon chatos, was it burnt? And he made an investigation. The word Doroish means to inquire. And over here, there's a double expression, which Rashi will explain why. A double investigation, Moshe, and v'hinei, behold. The word hinei is a very, very important word in Chumash. The word hinei is a very, very powerful word in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It always has a connotation of the unexpected. V'hinei. Hinei, it was Leah. Can you imagine a man gets married to a woman and he wakes up the next day and it's the wrong woman? Okay. Hinei, Hinei Leah. Whoa, how did that happen? Okay. What happened with Yaakov and Esau? Okay. Vihinei, that's a kasha. Vihinei, Soyimim Vidna. Twins. How did that happen? You only have one baby at a time. How did she have twins? Even though she went to shame, and shame told her, you can, there, Shnei Goyim Bivinich. It's very pasha. It's a very important basic insight. When shame told Rivka, Shnei Goyim Bivinich, when she walked out of the room, what did she think? For sure, I will have one child. And this one child, over generations, will split into two nations. But I'm only having one baby. I don't have twins. I have one baby inside. And this one baby, I'll have a baby. And this one baby will have 10 children. And five of them will go one way. Five will go the other way. Or whatever. Over time, over many generations, this one baby will turn into two nations. She never imagined that she already had within her the two nations. How do you know this is the correct, this is the correct pshat? Because it says, Vihinei Soimim Bevinna. The word Vihinei always means the unexpected. Why was it unexpected? Shem said to her, Shnei Goyim Bevinneich. There are two nations in your womb. So why was it Vihinei? Wow, twins. Who imagined? I only bought one baby carriage. I didn't buy two baby carriages. I only bought one crib, one baby carriage. Why was it unexpected? He told her Shnei Goyim, because she thought that when he said Shnei Goyim, you have one baby, which eventually, world history, will turn into two nations. Lo and behold, it already happened. Already in her womb, already split. So here we have the word again. Here is another piece of this puzzle where it says the word Vihinei, the unexpected. There are already two names. There's Vihinei. It was unexpected that the carbon was burnt. Vayiktsoif Moshe got angry. Okay, this is the only very few places where Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. He lost his cool. He lost his cool. Vayiktsoif al Elazar v'al Isamar b'nei Aaron hanoisodim lemor, and he got angry. Who did he get angry at? He got angry at the remaining two children. Nadav Avihu died. The two remaining children was Elazar v'Isamar. We learned yesterday why are they called noisarim. Very scary. Because they too should have died. They too also should have died as a punishment to Aaron for the Chet HaEgel. But Moshe was mispalel, and prayer accomplishes 50%. So we learned that yesterday. Why again is that lesson repeated again today? In other words, Rashi says the only reason why I tell the word noisarim was to teach us this lesson, that they also should have died. Why is this lesson being repeated again? I don't know. It could just say the pasuk by Yitzchak, Allah Zaviali Samar, Bnei Aaron, Lamar. Why does it say again the word Noisarim? I don't know. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says Siir Chatos. Now, what is the Siir Chatos? Rashi says Siir Musvei Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we have to remember Rashi is very important. Rashi, we have to remember that this day it was Aleph Nisan, and Aleph Nisan on this particular day there were three korbanos, three chatois that were offered. There was the chatos, the par. Remember, we learned that twice. We learned that in Parashas Tetzaven, Parashas Tzav, and now again, we're going to be in Parashas Shmini, the first day of the Vahibayam HaShmini, when Aaron did the Avodah for the first time, he offered inaugural sacrifices. A Chatos, an Oila, and a Shlamim. The Chatos was the Par. The second Chatos was, it was Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you bring a Karban Chatos. That's part of the Musafim. Part of the collection of Karbanis you bring out for the Muslim in Karban Chatas. And also, on the first day, for the first 12 days of the Mishkan, from Aleph Nisan through Yud Beis Nisan, each Nasi of each Shevet brought a set of Karbanos to also inaugurate the Mishkan. And each Nasi, the first day was Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav Levati Yehuda, he brought a set of Karbanos, which included the Karban Chatas. So there were three Chatois that were offered on this day, Aleph Nisan. Now, two of the three were unique, only to be brought that day and never ever again. The chatas of the power of the Miluim. And the third chatas I mentioned was of Nachshon ben Aminadav, to inaugurate the Mishkan. But the second chatas that we mentioned, which was the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, who's Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh you bring a Karban Chatas. Every year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you bring a Karban Chatas. So that's not unique.
Today was the first day that Moshe put up the Mishkan.
Oh, that's right. Today, you're talking right. Today's Chaf Hei? You're right. Today is a very holy day. Today, some say today was the creation, or the creation of the world also.
Today is Chav Dalet. Wednesday is Chav Dalet.
Wait, so today was Chav Beis. Right now it's already Chav Gimel. So Chav Gimel, 20, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. No, you're right. Right. Tonight. What is tonight?
Wednesday is Chav Dalet.
Wait, let me go look. 1 second.
Today is
Chav Dalet.
Tonight is
Chav Dalet. Well, let me go look at the calendar. Let me get the calendar open. 1 second. Today is. Let's see. Right. So tonight is it's ready Chav Dalet. It's ready Chav Dalet. Right. Right now it's evening. Right now it's Chav Dalet. So yesterday we're now the second day. So yeah, this morning was the first day of creation. The world was, when was the world created? In Tishrei or in Nisan? When was the world created? It's Machlokes. So according to the Mandam that says it was created in Nisan, it's not so. That means tonight is creation. Because Adam HaRishon was created on Aleph Nisan, on the sixth day of creation. Tonight is a Mazel Dekanacht. Tonight, right now, is the moment of creation. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. No, I made a mistake. Chafe, not tonight. No, tomorrow night. Mayor, you got to wait until tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is creation. Because Adam was created on the sixth day of creation, and the sixth day of creation is Aleph Nisan. So that means 25 was creation. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
The Mishkan
was 7 days before, right? So the Mishkan was set up yesterday.
Right.
Because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the eighth day. So that means day 23 is number one. Very good. So yeah, this morning was the day when Moshe Rabbeinu, so I'm sure there are people who do not say Tachnon today or yesterday, because it was the first day when Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. Right? That has to be. But it's no, it's a Shira Maisa to say that, because the Shekhinah did not come down. Rashi says, Beferish Nusk Sparsha. Moshe put up the Mishkan for 7 days, and the Shekhinah did not come down. And not only did he put up the Mishkan, he took it apart. So easy come, easy go. He put it up, and he took it apart. And even when he put it up, there was no Shekhinah. The Shekhinah first came down to the world on...
He brought Kabbalists.
What did he bring? I don't know what Kabbalists he brought. Doesn't say what Kabbalists he brought. Maybe he brought the same thing as Aaron.
No one ate it. It had to be an island.
Maybe he ate it. Maybe Moshe ate it. It was Hayrasha. The fact that he could bring Kabbalists Bechlal is Hayrasha. He wasn't wearing Bidei Kohuna. He wore Bidei Lovan. Maybe he brought the three Kabbalists, the set, the Chatos, the Oil, and the Shlom for 7 days. And he wore Bidei Lovan. Okay, so very good. Taka, yesterday was a big day. Moshe Rabbeinu, he put up the Mishkan. Let's go weiter. So we'll finish up over here. So therefore, we're going to run to the Rashi very quickly over here. We're out of time. It's already out of time already. So let's do the first part we'll have to do tomorrow. So Seir Musrei Rosh Chodesh, Ushloisha Seirei Chatois Karvu Babiyom. There were three Karbonis that were born on that day. Seir Izim. What is the Seir Izim? What is that? I guess that is the... I guess that's Rosh Chodesh.
No.
Seir, a goat of Izim. No, what? What was that carbon? The seir izim. What is it referring to? The seir nachshain, u'seir rosh chodesh. It was a par. So what's the seir izim? I don't know what this is. I thought the inaugural carbon was a par, was a chatas. And then there were two elim. So what's this? What does this mean? What is this series? We have to go look this up. Usir Nachshain, that was the Nachshain ben Amidav. Usir Rosh Chodesh. The kulon lo nisraf elazeh. The only one that was burnt was the carbon chatas of Rosh Chodesh. Why was it burnt? Two different reasons. Nechluku b'davar chachma Yisrael yesham samsem emnei tumah shenagu bo nisraf, because they became tamei, because they were fatracht. In another avenue, they died, and they lost, they got the fatracht, it became tamei by accident. The yesh are mibnei aninus nishan, because no one was allowed to eat it. That's why it was burnt. The future kachay doris, because mibnei aninus nishan, and why? Oh, why don't you eat it? It's no big deal. Even though we're not going to eat this carbon, we'll eat it next month, next Rosh Chodesh. The other chatois were unique. It was once in the world when it was offered. Therefore, they had to eat it, even though they were ananinos. Only the carbon chatos. Aval b'kodshei shah samchu al Moshe shamalochem b'mincha v'achlu matzas. All right, we'll continue this tomorrow. We'll review this carefully tomorrow. It's a very important pasuk. Thank you for coming and learning with me. Have a good night, everyone. All the best to you. Good night. Good night, Ablaza.
Guys, go buy your shirt. Good night, go buy your shirt.
Okay. Good night.